The French press is in crisis. Readership is down, costs and debts are climbing, and some national newspapers have become the target of investors trying to buy influence. That is, many journalists worry that the French press is losing its independence. Eleanor Beardsley has this report from Paris.
Here on the Avenue Champs-Élysées, press kiosks offering hundreds of publications for every reader's taste dot the wide sidewalks. But appearances can be deceiving. Newspaper sales are plummeting in France. The country's top three national dailies combined, that's Le Monde, Le Figaro, and Libération, have the same circulation as just one British newspaper, the Daily Telegraph. André Berkoff, editor of Daily France Soir, says readers can't afford French newspapers anymore. He says an archaic and monopolistic distribution system and inflexible unions make them the most expensive in Europe, and sales are not the only thing to suffer.
The Washington Post let Woodward and Bernstein work for 6 months, and they didn't discover something before 6 months. Now, here, you don't have any newspaper who, after a few days, won't tell, okay, it's been 1 week you're working, so where are the results? You don't have any results? Okay, let's skip it.
Last week, the editor-in-chief of France's most respected newspaper, Le Monde, abruptly resigned, saying he wanted to return to real journalism. Aside from losing money and readers over the past few years, Le Monde has been accused of becoming too populist and of abusing its influence. Longtime Le Monde reporter Annick Cojon says there was a time when the newspaper was a must-read for anyone who wanted to be in the know.
We have to admit that there's less and less confidence. People are sometimes kidding at the headlines we're making. We used to focus a lot about foreign affairs. It's not true anymore. More and more it's national or it's society, you know. And a lot of people said, what are you doing? This is not the tradition of Le Monde. This is not important. And your name, your title is Le Monde. Le Monde means the world. It doesn't mean La France.
Le Monde lost $70 million in the last 3 years alone. Similar deficits at other major papers have made them an easy target for investors looking for an influential portfolio. Last week, the newspaper Libération, an icon of the French left founded by philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre, was saved by a $26 million cash injection from Edouard de Rothschild, an icon of French capitalism. If some found that twist of fate amusing, the complete takeover this summer of the conservative daily Le Figaro by arms manufacturer Serge Dassault isn't getting many laughs. In interviews, Dassault says he sees no conflict of interest in him owning one of the nation's leading newspapers. But the 70-year-old billionaire just sold 49 Rafale fighter jets to the French state and was also recently elected to the Senate. The British magazine The Economist said it was as though media baron Rupert Murdoch bought the arms maker Lockheed Martin and then went to Capitol Hill. Armel Eliot, who is head of Le Figaro's Editors Association, says journalists now fear for their editorial freedom.
It's scary to see a newspaper fall into the hands of an arms industrialist. And some of the things he has said are worrisome and aren't in line with our ideas of a free press. He told us there is good information and bad information, and that we shouldn't write articles that could hurt companies.
Journalists at Le Figaro, Le Monde, and Libération say they'll fight to keep their independence, even if they accept the necessity of finding outside investors to keep their papers afloat. But François, editor Berkoff, says that fight may already be hopeless. He thinks readers will increasingly turn to books and the Internet for information. And besides, he says, France became a TV nation a long time ago. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.